So I'm Kelly, I'm a fellow at the European Decentralization Institute, which is an independent think tank for the decentralized economy. And this talk is about a layer of digital infrastructure that rarely appears in European digital policy. I know that sovereignty, digital sovereignty, is a hot topic today, and for good reason. That's a good thing. But especially on the EU level, the focus usually stays on things like cloud, AI, semiconductors, big US tech platforms, and software. Because these are the things that institutions already know how to deal with, right? They fit into existing legal categories and they map cleanly onto procurement frameworks. But what tends to be invisible is the protocol layer that runs beneath everything. And yet this is the layer that determines how systems communicate, how they remain inoperable, and how they evolve over time. It's the coordination infrastructure that makes everything else function. Public institutions increasingly depend on open protocols, sometimes at very large scale, which we'll see in a minute, while the governance of these protocols remains largely absent from strategy, procurement, and long-term planning. The dependencies already exist, but the understanding of protocol governance, how the protocol evolves, often does not. And this talk is about exactly that blind spot. But before I continue, let me be very explicit what I will not argue for. I'm not here, of course, to advocate for regulating protocols. I'm not here even to argue that governments should enter protocol governance in all cases. The goal is much more basic and much more necessary. It is to make the protocol layer legible so that institutions and technical communities share an understanding of what it means to be dependent on these systems over time. So I think it's helpful to first start with how European digital policy tends to look at technology. First, of course, there is the infrastructure, the chips, data centers, the networks, cloud regions, the underlying hardware and functions that can be owned, geographically located, and audited. Second, of course, something we're very familiar with in Brussels, regulation, the legal instruments that govern digital infrastructure and services. And most of the aforementioned infrastructure items, they are already regulated through data protection rules, the AI Act, platform obligations, cybersecurity frameworks, and so on. And of course, the institutions, the formal authorities, the agencies, funding programs, and governance bodies with budget, mandates, and formal authority to implement policy. Now, open protocols, by contrast, are, of course, they're borderless, they're non-ownable, and they're maintained by loose global communities. They determine how systems inoperate, but they do so without ownership, without jurisdiction, and without institutional control. And that's a good thing, of course, but as a result, they sit outside the field of vision of most policy frameworks. In practice, this means that protocols are often treated as technical background conditions, something that is almost assumed to be stable, neutral, and external to governance. That assumption, of course, as most of you here will know, is wrong. Protocols are not static. They are continuously modified through governance processes, proposal mechanism, consensus norms, backwards compatibility decisions, and informal power that accrues over time. These processes determine what the protocol allows, what it forbids, and what kinds of behavior are allowed to build on top of it. In other words, protocols make rules. They just do so without being recognized as rulemaking systems by law or policy. And this creates a structural blind spot. Digital policy already routinely produces dependencies on open protocols, but without identifying them explicitly, without funding the work that keeps them scalable, without assessing how their evolution might react with interact with regulatory goals. And I think the distinction becomes even more obvious